From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Closing arguments are underway in John Edwards' campaign corruption trial in North Carolina. The former presidential candidate is accused of unlawfully using wealthy donors' money to hide his extramarital affair during the 2008 Democratic primary. The prosecution took 90 minutes to present its argument. The defense will get 2 hours, and prosecutors will then get an additional 30 minutes. The case is expected to go to the jury tomorrow. A medical examiner in New York has determined that Robert Kennedy Jr.'s estranged wife died of asphyxiation due to hanging. An autopsy was conducted on Mary Richardson Kennedy a day after she was found dead at the family home in Bedford. The 52-year-old had a history of alcohol and drug problems, but she is being remembered by family today as a beloved sister, creative spirit, and a generous friend. Music icon Donna Summer is being remembered today as a groundbreaking artist. According to the Associated Press, Summer's family says she died today after battling cancer. She was 63 years old. NPR's Trina Williams looks back at the life and career of this five-time Grammy-winning singer and songwriter.
Summer, born in Boston as LaDonna Adrian Gaines, started singing in church as a child. She shot to fame in the 1970s and 80s with songs including Bad Girls, Hot Stuff, and She Works Hard for the Money. The slew of hits earned Summer the nickname the Queen of Disco. So let's dance, let's dance, let's dance. Summer won an Oscar for Last Dance. The song was featured in the 1978 movie Thank God It's Friday, in which Summer also appeared. She won 5 Grammys during her career and was the first woman to have back-to-back multi-platinum albums. Summer released her last album, Crayons, in 2008. Trina Williams, NPR News.
House Democrats have introduced legislation to make it easier to register to vote. The bill is unlikely to be enacted, but it's part of the Democrats' campaign against new state voting restrictions that were passed by largely Republican-controlled legislatures, as NPR's Pam Fessler explains.
The bill would allow voters to register online and make it easier for them to register on Election Day. It would set up a national hotline where voters could report problems at the polls, and it would prohibit deceptive voting practices. Georgia Democrat John Lewis is one of the sponsors.
Voting should be simple, easy, and accessible to every citizen.
Democrats say state laws have made registering more difficult. Republican sponsors of those laws argue that they're needed to clean up registration rolls that are filled with duplicate and invalid entries. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.
At last check on Wall Street, the Dow is down 80 points. This is NPR. Well, U.S. stocks are in a downturn as investors remain uneasy about Europe's prospects for resolving its debt. Even with encouraging news on jobs and retail sales, the major market indexes were still dragging. At last glance, the Dow was off 80 points, more than 0.5% at 12,519, NASDAQ down 1.2% at 2839, and the S&P 500 down nearly 1% at 1314. New claims for jobless benefits in the U.S. have now held steady for 2 straight weeks. NPR's Dave Mattingly reports there is mixed reaction to the latest numbers.
The Labor Department says new claims for unemployment benefits were a seasonally adjusted 370,000 last week, the same as the prior week. Brian Westbury is chief economist at First Trust.
That's a sign, this under 400,000 moving down toward 370, 360. That's a sign that the labor market is about as healthy as it's been in the last 3 years, since the financial crisis of 2008, 2009.
But others are less optimistic, saying the economy lacks momentum, with job gains slowing in each of the past 3 months. Dave Mattingly, NPR News, Washington.
The Postal Service plans to start closing plants this summer. It's nearly bankrupt. Postmaster General Patrick Donahue says there just isn't enough mail coming through the system to justify keeping certain operations open. He plans to consolidate 140 mail processing centers. 48 will be affected in August, but most of the consolidations will happen early next year. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, in Washington.